Introduction. Throughout U.S. history, the U.S. Army has learned that military force alone cannot secure sustainable peace. U.S. forces can only achieve sustainable peace through a comprehensive approach in which military objectives nest in a larger cooperative effort of the departments and agencies of the U.S. government, intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations, multinational partners, the private sector, and the host nation. Stability operations outlined in this manual are necessary toward achieving sustained peace. The U.S. Army has devoted much of its time over its history beginning in 1775, executing those tasks and on conducting operations focused on them. This version of ADP 307, Stability, remains generally consistent with the 2012 version of ADRP 307 on the principles and foundations for stability in operations. ADP 307 contains four chapters. Chapter 1, Introduction to Stability in Operations, discusses the strategic context and emphasizes military operations. This chapter renames the stability principles as the stability tenets to be in line with JP 307, Stability. It discusses the fragile state's framework and explains its importance in planning and executing stability operations. Chapter 2, Stability in Unified Land Operations, discusses the Army's operational concept of unified land operations as it applies to stability. It links military and civilian efforts as part of unified action to stabilize a host nation. This chapter updates the discussion of the Army Stability Operations tasks to align with ADP 3.0 by adding a sixth Army Stability task, Conduct Security Cooperation. Chapter 3, Unique Considerations of Stability Operations in Other Operations, discusses considerations of stability operations unique to other activities and types of operations. Chapter 4, Planning for Stability in Operations, discusses planning for stability in operations and aligns the discussion with ADP 3.0 operations and ADP 5.0, the operations process. It elaborates on planning considerations, the commander's role in planning, and operational art in stability in operations. Finally, the chapter discusses assessments,